Hello, welcome to Four Brummies with Big Tummies. If you like having a tot and chatting shit in the pub, you've come to the right place. We don't want to lose our jobs, so our opinions are entirely our own. They don't represent our employers. You've got Pete, which is me. You've got Chips. You've got Kieran. And you've got Niall. Any questions or suggestions, please find us at abbeysounds@outlook.com and search Abbey Sounds on Facebook and Instagram. Enjoy.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Four Brummies with Big Tummies. It's my turn to host today, Alex. We've got the usual cast on today.
Hiya. Here with
Niall and Pete. How is everyone?
Yeah, good, mate.
Very well.
Any news for us? Any gossip?
I did have a good think, so you wouldn't be stumped, but I couldn't think of anything. It's just been that boring.
Apparently, Noel's lost his wedding ring and someone's found it and wearing it on this podcast.
No. Don't put it on. Don't put it on. Get it off your dirty fingers. Alex,
have you got it on?
Yeah. Let's have a look. To be fair, can you see it?
Yeah.
You little Alex dirty
married to Becky now.
I'm gonna have to disinfect that so much now.
Well, you know what, Noel? It's been at my
Don't.
2 months.
Noel will bleep it out.
So what were you? I don't know what you expected it to be doing, but it feels nice. I feel like
it looks like it fits you well, though. Yeah. It fits you really well.
Which finger are you meant to have it on? The middle one.
Why would you ever take it off? That's what I want to know.
Left hand. That one.
That it's a bit loose on that one, but it fits the middle one nicely. So that's why I've been wearing it.
Get it off, man! You're such a tramp.
Nah.
I'm not that bothered. How long has it been since December?
Yeah, since the end of December, so
yeah.
It's been nearly 3 months. So
yeah. Have you noticed?
Yeah, no, she did for the first month. Like, she kept just having a go at me all the time, but I think she's kind of forgot about it now.
She'll soon forget about your marriage as well.
I'll forget about her when the pub's open.
Will ya?
Yeah, it's straight away, mate.
Speaking of pubs, right. Why don't you take it away, Alex?
Yeah.
So, there's not much planned on tonight's episode. It was in regards to us buying a pub and the general running of it and where it would be. I know Niall's done a bit of research on pubs for sale, and it turns out that now's a good time.
In time to buy. Obviously.
But unfortunately, most of us don't have a pot to piss in, so we can't afford a pub right now.
Yeah, they are dirt cheap, but I don't think any of us have the capital to crack on, even if we did.
We could have a word with our potential sponsor, P. Howard.
Is it P. Howard or Powered?
Oh, Powered, maybe. I don't think you like that, though. So maybe we should be respectful to our potential sponsor. But if he wants to buy a pub, we'll run it for him.
Why don't we get Big Joe Bagnall?
Oh, yeah.
It's a capital over.
What about Burke?
He just needs to sell some of that Star Trek merchandise and he'll be worth a fortune.
Never pick. So yeah, I think we should start with people like our general roles within the pub.
Okay.
I'd be manager a little further. Guilty as charged.
You'd be a terrible manager. You can't even do your own finances, never mind a pub.
I'd
run the books.
Are you a CFO, Chief Financial Officer?
Yeah, I'm gonna run the books. I think you've got the barman experience, to be fair.
I don't really want to have to do the manual labour of like being on the bar.
Yeah, but you can get pissed up while you're doing it, Chips. You can get pissed up while you're on the job.
If I'm owning the pub, though, I don't really want to have to work day in. I just want to be in there.
Yeah, but you manage them. You manage your little team, and you just kind of get pissed together.
I have to work late nights? I'm gonna rob from a till if that's the case. Give me a bit.
I mean, none of us want to do the actual work.
Well, what do you want to be then, Chips? What do you see your role as?
Just a general manager, really. But I'll just employ the people to work. You're
a general manager that does nothing.
No, I'll be the general manager and I'll work maybe like 9 to 5 in the office.
I think it would work like the podcast, as in like we just turn up, chat
Noel
shit,
tells us what
get
to do.
Pissed, and Noel does all the hard work.
And Noel also finances it.
Yeah.
Chips, you to be the bar, like the bar manager, you only have to sit there and drink. And then when it gets busy, you have to go behind the bar. That's it.
I think we should all get behind the bar, though.
Yeah, true. It's not a difficult job, Alex, does it?
Why don't us four just run the bar together? That way, we can make as much money because we don't have any outgoings and maybe just get a couple of birds waitressing.
I want to be security and food. That's what all my job.
Really? You're the food man, that's the problem.
I'll be building mass for the doors.
Also, do we really want the hassle of having a kitchen, or should we not just outsource the kitchen to a company and take, you know, rent the kitchen out?
No, just make it like an old school pub, just cobs behind the bar, packet of crisps. That's all you need.
I've got a list of what's most popular in pubs, and we can go through and see if we agree with them or not later if you want.
I'm sorry, Pete, I didn't realise you were running this podcast.
No, it's all right, mate. It's just seeing as you were hosting, I thought you needed a bit of help. So actually,
to be honest, this week. The most popular stuff. So we're going to go through that in a bit, which is a good idea.
You cut out massively then, Chips, by the way.
Yeah.
Shouted.
It was a real solid start to your hosting career.
Yeah, you got a shit, Mike.
Most of that stuff on my list is to do with what's going inside it. So I think maybe Niall with his locations and shit is probably the place to start. But
I think we need to start off. What we'll do is we'll start off in our roles, because I don't think there's no point buying a pub if we don't know what we're doing in it. Then we'll go location.
Just gonna argue over our roles.
Yeah, well, then we'll have to get to the bottom of it. At the end of the day, I'm running this show, so yeah. I'm going to die.
Well,
I'll do is I'll go through each person and you can say what role you think you'd like to do. And then we can have a vote at the end and decide. Then we'll go location and then we can go for theme of the pub and kind of vibes you want. So,
can we say what role you think other people should do?
Yeah, go ahead. So we'll start with you, Kieran. Go ahead.
Well, I think I'd be manager behind the bar, naturally, but I like charisma. And I wouldn't have Alex's sticky fingers, so I wouldn't buy him for myself. I put big
you
man
don't
Niall.
Wash your hands. I've seen you in this toilet. I know you don't wash your hands.
Oh, that is rich coming from you, is it?
Oh, well, this wedding ring right on my hand.
It's a bit so sticky.
just for the viewers, I do actually wash my hands. Not the viewers, the listeners. I put Niall on the door. You know, big old frame. Don't want any youngsters coming in. I think Pete on finances and Alex a little bit front of house, you know, pretty face in front, get people to the table.
not bad, solid.
I like it. I think I'll go for me next. So like I said, I think I'll be general manager. So I do the rotors, do the general hiring and firing, you know, kind of look after the bar area. I think I'd have Kieran in charge of entertainment. So, you know, you could decide what matches we're going to be playing. We might have a horse, you know, have the horse racing on. I might also have an in-house bookies.
Oh, I like that.
And I think you'd be in charge of the in-house bookies. You'd actually have to monitor your gambling. But
I was going to say, are we putting a limit on he can't gamble? Otherwise, all our money be going down the drain.
I'd make you free a fortune.
I think we could have a darts night, Kieran, and he'd be good at the announcement, you know, like 180.
I'm on board so far.
I'd have Niall in charge of the food, actually.
Nice.
Just overseeing the general kitchen. I think he probably is the most passionate about food here. We could have a Digbeth Dining Club quite situation going on. Different things.
Keep it clean as well, wouldn't it? That kitchen.
Yeah.
I have got a really good idea for food, what I'll speak about later, but yeah, carry on.
He'd be like Charlie before he comes to the, you know, and he has to do all the cleaning before the health inspector comes around.
And then, Pete, I'm struggling to place you.
It's got to be. I think you'd be comfortable in the office, like finance. I think finance
maybe,
is the word. Place
maybe
to
you
go.
Could just sort out the Wi-Fi and stuff.
Has anyone got the Wi-Fi?
I was gonna run like the marketing on like Facebook and shit. Like the web page.
Yeah, you could be in charge of a bit of marketing and
just do the odd tweet and have a few beers. That was
you'd be part time for you because there's no chance Lisa would get you at the pub fucking every
hour. But I do think
if it's successful though, I'll be making bank. I'll be able to go on some nice holidays.
Straight off the bat.
Don't make it too difficult editing, man. Fuck you, man. I don't want to cut loads.
So that's my kind of general makeup. What's yours, Noel?
I'd have you running the bar, Alex, because you've got the most experience out of all of us. I would agree with Kieran, as in entertainment. and just the general vibe of the place to make sure everything's going smoothly. I'd keep Peter in the back on a computer where he's most happy. Yeah, and he can just drink himself to sleep all day. He's just got to sort the books out, send the emails. Generally what he does now, but he gets the drink.
I tell you what, you could take bookings as well, Pete.
Sound.
Thing is,
sound.
You fuck up the big bookings. Yeah. No, I swear I added that.
Yeah. Oh, God. Pete, why have we got 300 people booked for 150 seater? And he's like, I don't know.
Hey, I'm good with spreadsheets, don't worry.
And then I'd like to do food and security. I think that's probably where I'd thrive. That's where I'd put myself.
Fighting and then eating. Not eating and fighting.
Whichever.
I agree with Alex's and Niles, I think. I like the idea of being on entertainment.
Yeah, I think you would do really good with all like, the events, Kieran.
I think you can work the room quite well as well, Kieran.
Oh, fantastic. And then we just stick Pete in the back where no one can see him.
Yeah, Pete comes out after like 9-10 o'clock, and then that's when Pete comes out to play.
When you open the room, all his vape smoke just comes out. Smokes up strawberries.
Yeah, we're like, Pete, is there...
Pete out! It's only 9 o'clock!
I mean, I know this is meant to terror me, but I feel like I'm going to have a great time. Like, I'm going to enjoy it.
This would be your perfect job. I'm not going to lie. You get to drink and vape all day and sit at a computer and get a share of the profits. You're loving it, mate.
Loving
it. Do you think if we win it amongst us, though, all the money goes to us?
Yeah. Obviously. Well, the first bit to get going, we probably wouldn't make any for the first couple of years. And then we might, with four of us, we're probably better off expanding, you know, getting a couple of pubs after if this one's successful before we can start earning decent.
We can delegate it all out once we get big.
Oh, yeah. Once we've got at least four pubs, we can, like, each have a kind of our own and then use it.
Following up from last week's episode, we should do a four Brummies with Big Tummies syndicate for the Euro Millions so we can actually buy a pub.
I hate syndicates. I fucking hate syndicates. You're in it for life. It's the worst idea ever. It's like the fear of missing out.
Us three will do it. We'll win.
No,
it's not getting a
penny. No, that's the point. It's the fear of missing out, so I'll have to do it, but I fucking hate it. It's a stupid, stupid idea. Becky still pays into one for one at work, and she hasn't worked there for fucking like 6-7 years. It's stupid.
Watch her change her tune if she wins. You fucking love syndicates then, won't you?
Well, no, because you could have just put that money on anyway.
That'll be your first reaction, won't it? Yeah. I can't really disagree, like, to be honest. I feel like, yeah, I'm happy in there, vaping and drinking in the back. Happy with Kieran on entertainment, as long as we put a leash on him with the betting. And the other stuff.
I think the other stuff is up the whole podcast.
I think Niall had run a tight ship. I think we just need to be careful that he didn't get too controlling and OCD.
We want to have
fun in this pub. Do you know what I mean?
Somehow, Niall does it with a lot of things. He like makes fun things not fun.
Well, shut up. Yeah. No, he's organised fun. He's fun.
No, it's not.
He spots something fun and thinks, let's make a list about it.
Yeah. But what I would say is our stocks would be absolutely terrible. Oh, we'd be pouring pints. Let's try.
What pints would we have? What would be on the bar?
I think, Carlin is a staple because everyone likes a Carlin.
Yeah.
You've got to have your high end, your medium end, and then your low end, I think.
Carlin, Stella, Guinness.
I don't think you need to be like a JD Weatherspoons and have everything. I think you need five. I don't even say that. I'd say like five beers.
Four lagers.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So, like, I'm not saying this would be it, but you need like your cheap Carlin. That would be your cheap beer, unless we could find a cheaper one to give to people. You get your Carlin, your Stella.
If people are drinking cheaper than Carlin, I don't want them in our establishment.
They're not our demographic.
I was thinking for the food, we could do like four Brummies with, and then it's like Little Tummies. It's like your small sort of like bacon salami and then like medium tummies to like big tummies for like the big breakfast.
Before we like go into that, would it be prudent to try and think of what pub we would get first out of the ones that are found?
Yeah, what we'll do is let's go through what pub we're going to decide on, and then we'll go on four lagers, two ciders, and then like obviously Guinness, and then we can go through the food as well.
Yeah.
But I know, Noel, you've looked at some pubs in some different areas. If you could give us a run through the pubs and the price.
Yeah. Have you all still got the links I sent you or no?
Yeah.
So the first one I found, it's not obviously the ideal location, but I wanted to go kind of the high end. And there's a walkabout for sale in Lichfield. So you're kind of looking at like a nightclub-y, like a bar nightclub. And that's for 1.9 million. But the rent's ridiculous. It's like £114,000 a year, just rent. That's
I'd have to wait till payday.
Yeah, it's so expensive, but it is huge. I don't think it's necessarily buying walkabout.
Beef walkabout, it's going to be open till like 2-3 in the morning. Do we really want that commitment?
We don't want that hassle.
We want that commitment, but only for lock-ins, really.
The lock-ins, yeah.
Yeah.
We can do that on our own pub, no matter what it's
like. Yeah. So, I don't think that's where we're going to go, but I just wanted to show the higher end. But there's actually, for the price at the moment, some great pubs. There's one freehold, and it basically works the same as that houses. So, like, freehold, you get to... You own the whole building, so you can do what you want. Mm. Like, you don't have to go for a brewery or anything. And there was a pub, Shanahan's, in Aston.
The name.
Yeah, it's an old Irish family pub.
No.
And the interior is fucking brilliant. Why? So what? It's the... You could get it's people to come there.
It'll attract a load of cunts.
Not with Abbey on the door, you won't.
But it's actually not... No. It's not actually that far. It's like just next to Aston University, so you could get the students involved.
How far is it from Aston University? My phone's run out of battery, so I can't.
Why would you want a student pub, Noel? Like, you hate students?
No, I'm just thinking about midweek stuff, mate. Midweek stuff. But yeah, it's got like a hotel on the top of it as well. In that kind of scale, it's got like two massive rooms in it, and then a hotel on top with a kitchen. That's about £500,000. And that's the whole building. You get everything included for that.
How close is it to the uni, though? Is there anything around it? Or is it like...
It's along the canal. So literally from Aston University, you jump on the canal. It's just straight shot all the way. And it looks about 5 or 6 roads away.
Does it already have all its beer licences, or do you have to reapply?
I don't know. You probably have to properly apply to find that out, Pete.
You have to take your licence and everything to get it, like... Individually, but all have to, because you always have to have a licensed person on premises.
I don't mind the look of that one. It looks quite a traditional sort of thing.
I think that would be a brilliant pub local, like Kieran said. It is the location, but it's still not too far away from the university. So I don't think that's what we'll end up with, because I've got two brilliant bars to go coming up next. But I just wanted to show that you could actually own the pub freehold.
When you said Aston, I thought it was near Villa Park, but it's not actually in
Park. How much did you say it was, Noel? 500,000?
Yeah, £495,000, and that's the whole pub.
What do you reckon the deposit is? 10%?
It'd probably be a lease, but I don't know. For commercial properties,
for argument's sake, it's 10%. That's £50,000 between four. What's that like? Around about 13 grand?
Yeah, 12,000 each, isn't it? 12,500 each of that.
Achievable.
Doable, isn't it?
That's what I mean, but that said, the only downside to it is the location. So you'd have to really think, is there a market for it to grow rather than just kind of coast by, which I presume is what it's doing now. Maybe leave that
Me and Chips would live above it.
Well, there's 11 bedrooms upstairs.
Fucking hell, we could only live above it.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I was going to say, you're not going to get Chips out of Chloe's flat anytime soon.
For one peach, lives in a house, so good one.
That's fucking tearing me there, copy class.
The next one I've got is the Florence building on Colmore Row.
Oh, it's nice, that is.
Yeah.
So nice that is, man.
I went online to actually see what the old bar is, like what's it interior-wise, and it's done out fucking fantastic. And
They spent loads of money on it.
They must have needed the money before Corona, because they've just done it out. That is £300,000 for the leasehold, and I believe that's for 26 years.
Is that owned by a brewery though, and you're leasing it off them?
Unfortunately, this company, what I got all the details off, you have to like sign up with them to get the details, and I'm not doing that. So I can only go at a glance detail. So at a glance, it's...
Why didn't you ring Joshua Sullivan? the senior business agent hospitality.
I'm not that keen, to be fair, Pete. But it's located on Colmore Business District, 4,500 square feet, including ground and basement. Bar and restaurant, what covers 100 people. Recently refurbished, and then it's 26 years on that leasehold. So 300 grand just gets you the leasehold. I presume there's rent involved with whoever owns it.
It's a great location, that is.
It really is.
It's near the station as well, isn't it? So you get loads of work after work.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what if people just start working from home, keep working at home?
Yeah. That's the only downside, isn't it?
That's true. But when they hear about the atmosphere and stuff in our pub that we'll have to generate on our own at first, then I'm
We've got Kieran for that. That's kind of Kieran's main role.
Kieran's doing the entertainment, isn't it?
Don't worry about it. There'll be a queue. No one will be mad busy on the door.
But I think that would be a great one because it's still around, you know, like all the Colmore area, like the joint stock and bars and around there.
You're not so far from the jewelry quarter either.
No. You like the in between, aren't you? Between
New Street to be in a bar, and in between. That's what you want.
So I think that's probably our maybe. And then the next one, I've got the Queen Arms in the Jewellery Quarter next to St. Paul's Square.
Lovely pub, that is.
It's a gorgeous pub, to be fair. It's really traditional. The outside looks like 100 years old, yeah. But it's got loads of space inside.
Could I just say, no, are you going to put all these links in the description?
Yeah, I can do. The one we picked...
Just so everyone can look at it while we're chatting about it.
You don't want other people to buy it when we're looking at it.
I'll put the one that we pick in the description. And this one is £125,000 leasehold. It doesn't say for how long. That's just been refurbished. And this is 2,300 square feet. So about half the size of Florence.
Yeah, I used to drink there after work in the Queen's Arms. It's got toilets upstairs, got the kitchen upstairs. Nice little smoking area as well.
Yeah.
Lovely little pub.
And it's got a manager's flat, so one of us can live there as well, yeah?
Who's going to live there?
I think
we could take it in turns, like take weekend shifts in turns.
Yeah.
Thing is, if Key don't live there, then he's going to dip in a taxi halfway through his entertainment night. So we need it just to be upstairs.
At least I'm letting you anywhere near the place.
I'll be there, mate. And I'll then, be there in the back with my vape, my hip flask.
With Lisa hand in hand.
Finally, I've gone for a little bit of a wild card, but it's really cheap. The size of it and how well it's done out, it seems like a steal. There's the one in Coventry, the Lazy Monkey, 99 grand leasehold, and that's for 28 years. But I don't know if any of you looked at the pictures. It kind of looks like the new Red House, you know, that flying elephant.
Indian kind of.
I think it was an Indian pub before it went under. So I think it's got that kind of vibe to it.
I would just say I'm not going out of the area. If we're the four Brummies, I'm not going out of Birmingham.
Oh, okay. To be fair, it's decorated.
It's a sticking point for me.
It looks fucking fantastic, man. It's just wrong area, I guess. We'll sack that one off. So it's between the Florence and the Queen's Arms. So which ones do you boys want to go with?
I'll get Queen's Arms just because I've drank in there quite a lot.
Because I kind of feel like the other one's a bit too much pressure. I don't know why.
And Cornwall Row?
Yeah, I want to have like artwork with the four Brummies there. I just don't want it right in the centre of town. I want it just a little bit out of the way.
Is the Queen's Arms enough big enough space, though? Can you make enough money? Can you get enough people in?
I don't know, to be fair.
You've been there, Key.
I think I've been there as well.
I feel like I went with you and Howard or something, Kieran. I'm not sure.
Oh, legends.
Legends.
It isn't the biggest. I'm looking for the photos now on Google. You could make it like just for a starting pub anyway. The only difficult thing is, like I said, it's not on St. Paul's Square and it's not in between the Jewellery Quarter and Colmore Row and New Street. So you kind of do have to go off the beaten track to go past it, where the Florence, if you go from New Street to Jewellery Quarter walk-wise, where we do the pub crawl sometimes, you'd go past the Florence. You wouldn't go past the Queen's Arms. You'd have to know where it is.
How much is the Florence and how much is the Queen's Arms?
The Florence is 300 grand for leasehold, and the Queen's Arms is under half. It's 125 grand. So it's less risk in terms of financial. Yeah.
I think we should do the Queen's Arms to see how it goes. And
they are down about for half it. A mile apart as well, so...
Okay, so we're going to Queen's Arms.
Yeah.
Sweet. Okay. Right, so what's next then, Alex? We've decided on the place, haven't we?
So I think we should do... I want to go what we'll be serving in regards to booze and food, and then like the theme of the place, like what we want, the kind of ambience to be, want a pool table, like live sport.
Dark. That's when I'll do my list, to be fair.
So we'll
just do one by one.
We can just do general drinks. So for me, four lagers. I'll probably have Carlin, like a
Stella.
Yeah, you got Stella. Stella.
Carlin, Stella, Beer Moretti.
Yeah, that can be the posh one.
A Prava.
Yeah, I think don't complicate it with the beers, because I was going to say, I think if we keep simple with the beers, have a Guinness, have a couple of ciders, and then try and have cocktails as well.
Mm-hmm. I ain't making cocktails behind the bar. It's a fucking nightmare.
Yeah, but you were saying you're a manager, so you wouldn't have to be.
No, yeah, just we're just going to run it ourselves, so we got all the revenue goes to us.
I hate waiting for people who are getting cocktails as well.
Mate, let's just have a class gin menu.
Yeah, you could keep it more simple and do stuff like that. Yeah, to be fair.
I agree with the gin thing. It's in at the moment as well, so people are going to enjoy that.
Have all the gins, like all the different tonics, Mediterranean, aromatic. What's it?
Slimline for Niall.
Yeah, slimline, Mediterranean, all that shit. What are we charging pint wise? Like, how much is a pint, Carlin?
£4.30.
I think because you're in the centre of town, it's got to be £4.
I think if you can somehow get it under £4, even if it's £3.95, it's the mental association of paying under £4.
No, I agree with that actually.
Yeah, £3.95.
If you can get that mental association of being under £4, people think, oh, it's not a badly priced pint. When you go £4 above, it's like, oh, it's a bit pricey there. You'd only want the Beer Moretti being a fiver. So then people think, oh, this is premium.
I'd like to have like a quirky beer in there for all the craft beer cunts, because when they come in, they'll be like...
See, I think with that, Kieran,
I don't
though,
want them in the pub, but...
I think with the IPA, you can just... Sorry, the IPA people, you could just have the cans. They're big into their cans, aren't they? So you can have a whole fridge full of cans. Like,
we might have to have two pumps, two hand pull crafts.
Can I just say
that? They are big, man. They've been a lot.
Yeah,
it's number six on the list. That is 37% of people say they want a pub that serves real ale.
To be honest, not if the pub comes with, like, I'm pretty sure it comes with a few real ale pumps.
Queen's Arms has got them already.
Yeah. So you might as well use them, and they're quite cheap.
Should have a look. Oh, here we go. I've actually got it. I've actually got what they've got. They've got three real ale pumps, and they've got Stella, Carlin, Guinness, Cronenberg, and then it looks like a cider. That's what they've got pumping at the moment.
What cider are we having? Like a Stoford Press?
I think you want like a farmery, like cloudy cider.
Like Thatcher's.
Yeah, like for the posh cunts who want, you know, not Strongbow. And then I think like a Magnus or a Strongbow. I think that will suit everyone else.
We should do what the Bluebell does, you know, it's when it's called Black Rat, and they brew it themselves, and it's a cider, and it's like 9%. It's knocks you mad. But
I think we should serve cans of special brew as well, 100%.
Then we get all the fucking tramps, man.
No. I think we should do like a takeaway service at the end of the night. You know, for last orders, you can buy like a 4-pack, and then you can take a 4-pack home. So you can give people food, you can give them some munch on the way home, and there's a 4-pack to see you off as well. I think that would be class. People appreciate that.
Charge more, though, to avoid
traffic. Yeah.
Because obviously people will be pissed as well at that point, so they're willing to pay more.
We also encourage cash, so you can fucking cook the books a little bit as well.
Yeah, that's Peter's.
You need to work out how to cook the books.
Oh, I know all about that, don't worry. I've seen enough gangster movies.
Peter be fucking using YouTube tutorials how to cook the books.
I'd be watching myself.
And then when we get audited, they'll be like, well, clearly, Peter, your main CFO has been researching on YouTube.
Yeah, we need looks like he's tried to cook the books, but he hasn't actually done the job well.
I think I'd like to be in charge of like the spirits beyond the bar as well. You know, like the whiskies and the.
Well, we can each be in charge of a spirit eat. I want to take gin on.
Yeah, I'm happy with that. I'll be whiskey.
I'll have rum.
I want to be able to pour the whiskey. You know, in those like fancy glass things. I think you've got one.
Those decanters.
Yeah.
I think that'd be nice to serve me for you.
Rather than measurers.
We can sell vape juice behind the bar as well, and you can.
You know what?
And fags. You sell fags as well.
We're definitely selling fags because no pubs sell fags anymore.
I know, and everyone asks for them. Everyone still goes. Where's the new shop to get fags?
And we're getting old school fucking one-armed bandits fruities.
Can I just say, guys, that 6% of people wanted cigarettes and tobacco to be sold, and 5% wanted fruities as well. So it is near the bottom of the list, but. We want to pick still up there. Those customers too.
Yeah.
I want to pick up those customers too.
I mean, Alex made light of it, but I think there's a big market, you know, for having rechargeable points for people's vapes and juices and stuff behind the bar, because that's massively growing. And when you're out at a bar or pub and you run out of battery or you run out of juice, there's not many places you can go. So I think if you offer a service in like fags as well, and you can charge people's vape kits, or you can offer them batteries or vape juices. I think you've got a shout there as well.
We can also, in the toilets, have lovely like metal shelves in each cubicle.
like mirrored ones.
Yeah.
Mirrored shelves.
Yeah, so people can look at themselves.
Yeah. We'll have a condom machine with like each of our like faces on one.
Yeah, we could like JLS condoms.
Like JLS.
Yeah,
like
JLS, we'll get JLS condoms. Yeah, that'd be class.
God, they'd sell out quick.
Anyway,
I want to be ribbed and dotted.
Well, it'd be in size order, wouldn't it?
Mine's for your pleasure.
Yeah, no, I'm ribbed and dotted.
Mine would be for the smaller gentleman.
Kieran's would be called, is it in yet?
Oh, that was a tack out of nowhere, Pete.
Yeah. Anyway, to move it along, food. What's everyone thinking for food?
See, with me, I'll speak this about Becky. I think you could really do, you know, like a Digbeth dining kind of thing, where having like a new vendor. Special or vendor or chef in every week.
That's a good idea.
So people want to come back for the food constantly. You'd have the, you know, like I said, where you could give people munchies for home. You'd have a going home box, which is just like chips, rice, curry sauce, you know, like staple kind of stuff, what they fuck off home with. But the actual main menu kind of changes every couple of weeks with like a new... The chefs love coming to pop-ups, and we just would make a deal where obviously they get a certain percentage of the profits kind of thing, and then we can test them and taste them. I think that would be really good.
Find out what kind of rates Digbeth Dining Club offer.
Yeah. That's what I mean. And then you'd even get them. You could get their pop-ups in. By saying, right, we'll have only jerking in for 2 weeks, and that'll be our main menu for 2 weeks. And then they can do a going home special where it's just, you know, bog standard £5 mat, just in like a plastic container to take home with you.
Yeah, a few chicken wings.
Yeah, something like that. And you could.
You love chicken really, wings, you do.
You right,
who tell me who doesn't like chicken wings.
Some what people don't like chicken off the bone.
That's true.
Yeah, some people are fucking retards, mate. Don't want them in my pub.
we can't turn away anyone at the start, man.
I will.
And can I just say,
I'll be barring people left, right, centre. That's what I'm
you're on your power trip.
Yeah, I own this pub now. Get out.
That's mean this point's flat. That. This point isn't flat.
Oh, fuck off. No, you can't have your money back now. Fuck off.
Ever heard of smashing a glass with another glass to fucking lighten it up, love?
So yeah, we've got the with the food. I think just keep it nice and simple. I think people like pub, like bistro shit nowadays. They just want like good quality food with not like massive menus like you get in Weatherspoons. I think keep it simple. Try and get like a new chef in or a new company every couple of weeks to freshen it up.
Like Hennessy's, when we went to Hennessy's last time, they did some nice food, just nice standard pub grub.
Yeah, like do a great burger, and that's what you could kind of, whenever we bring a new chef here, we're like, we want to do a great burger, a great meat platter, and a great like pie, and then you know, so you can throw your own little stuff in here and there, but like kind of try and keep it simple.
Get some little halloumi bites in and shit though as well for like sides and like That's for me. That sort of shit, garlic bread.
Too much for me. Chicken wings will fuck off.
No, that's... Yeah, I know, Kieran, but if we just... But what I'm saying is just try and keep it simple. We don't want to keep having, like, a massive menu. You want, like, maybe you literally can't. I was saying, you want, like, 5 starters, 5 mains, 5 desserts. Keep it really simple. The ingredients list low, and it makes it out cheaper. Like, you don't need a whole massive menu, especially if you're changing so often.
I mean, you literally could be more simpler than mine. Just chicken wings.
Yeah, but some people don't like meat on the bone.
And you're just asking for, like, the few lads that like that. You want like women to come in, and you want like
everyone
coming
wings.
With their family. You know what I mean? You want the midday, early evening crowd, then the late crowd. You could offer some, like, maybe Monday to Wednesday, Kieran, you can offer chicken wings, go home chicken wings, where you can only buy like £5 worth of chicken wings to take home.
And I just said that was top of the list as well. So
what was that?
67. What features would you have in your ideal pub?
Yeah,
it serves meals is 67%. So yeah,
is that about top pubs?
It shows how things have changed, doesn't it?
Like, yeah,
that.
If you asked that question 4 years ago, no chance.
I do like pubs that have food as an option. They have like a little hut at the back or does something.
Yeah.
You know, if you need something to eat, I don't
like Prince of Wales.
Yeah, but I don't like going to a pub and like 3/4 of it a fucking restaurant, and you feel awkward drinking at the bar because you're making loud noises and people are having like a nice meal.
Yeah, that's like the Shamans and the Woodman. They're like 2 restaurant-y in bits.
And then they forget
about the bar people, like my dad was saying, like when he used to go in the Red House, like they'd spend so much money at the bar, like by so many points, and then all they were concerned about was the Carvery old dears who'd come in for like £2. It was like used to be like a £2 Carvery there, which is a good deal. Yeah. But it's like you should be focusing on the regulars.
God forbid what that meat was if they're doing it for £2.
Yeah.
It was to be fair, it was actually
seen as chips. Isn't here because he hasn't rejoined the call.
Shall I run through this list then?
Do the list, see what's next. Because I think we're going to move anyway on to entertainment next. So go on.
So obviously we had serves meals, which is top. This is in order, by the way. So that was 67%. 63% has a beer garden. That's a big hit with people. But I don't know how much space we've got.
The Queen Arms doesn't have one, does it?
It has a tiny beer garden. It's almost like...
It's like a smoking area.
Isn't it like 4 tables or something?
It's tiny, man. I think I've been here with you, Pete. I think you went.
Yeah, it was me, you and Howard, I think.
What a crowd.
I can see it now. I can see it outside. It's like a courtyard, isn't it? It's like Remember that one in Coleshill, the Green Man? It's got like that weird middle courtyard bit. It's like that.
So we would like one, but we can't really do it at that location. It has a fireplace, 52%.
Okay.
I do like a fireplace, but for me, it's not essential.
No.
Will you say no to it?
I don't think it's worth the hassle putting one in.
I think that'd be an old crowd as well.
Yeah, and you just get some fucking old couple just sitting next to it the whole night, and you're like, are you going to buy a drink or fuck off?
Exactly. We don't want it being too cozy. We want it to be a bit of a boozer's pub as well.
Yeah.
Bar staff know the regulars. Think very important.
Yeah,
that's what I was just alluding to. I want them to know the regulars, and I want them to preferentially serve them.
Yeah,
not ridiculously, but you know, so they're not waiting ages because they're the ones probably spending the most. Sell snacks. Yeah, standard. Gotta be not too fancy with the snacks though. Crisps, nuts, pork scratchings.
Keep it simple. You don't want to be doing like posh fucking pork scratchings. Pork scratchings out of the bag. The Black Country ones that you see in most places around here, that'll do. Crisps, keep it Walkers, maybe a McCoy's, but you know, don't go crazy.
A McCoy's steak one or something. Nuts, salted, dry roasted, Nobby's nuts, done. 37% serves real ale. We've kind of covered that, haven't we? We said we'll do that. Then we got one coming up that I absolutely hate, but hosts live music and has background music. The background music.
Yeah, background music.
It depends.
Too loud as well.
It depends, though. I think loud live places that do proper live music absolutely smash it. Like, they smash it. Like, look at the Jam House. How busy that is Friday and Saturday night, because it's known. Every Friday night, every Saturday night, you'll have a proper good band on all night. And I'm not going to say that on a regular basis, but if we could somehow fit live music in for, like, especially Saturdays, I think we should if we could, if we can.
Yeah, definitely.
It's something to look into anyway. But I think music...
It's got to be good, though. We've got to have a theme to the music. You don't want to be too many things at once, I suppose.
Yeah. What's your opinion on... You know, you said you want background music, but the volume... Because I used to fucking hate going into Hog's Head and you'd be about like 7, 8 o'clock. You're having a good time. You're talking to your mates... And then it'll hit 8 o'clock. They turn down the lights and blast the fuck out of the music. And you're like, I can't have a conversation now. It's like,
I like it in straws with the jukebox though. I wouldn't mind having a jukebox in
there. Yeah, I like a jukebox. I think that's good. And then we can have the remote behind the bar as well, so if it's pissing us off, we can turn it down.
But I hate that when Nick used to skip it, and you're like, oh, you prick.
Yeah, but not maybe no skipping, but just if it's like ridiculously loud.
Yeah, yeah.
And the next one, no, I'm not doing this. Hosting pub quizzes. I hate pub quizzes. They're shit.
Nah,
they're ruining the whole atmosphere of the night.
Yeah, I agree. Just terrible. 100%. You get Niall would be the quiz master. It would be a big cunt.
What? Yeah, but like, what about
can you be quiet, everyone?
What about Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays when you don't get much of a crowd in?
I hate it.
Everyone loves a pub quiz though.
As long as me and Pete aren't working that day,
yeah. I'll do that. I'll be the pub. I'll be the quiz master.
Yeah, I know, you'd thrive in that role.
Allows dogs?
No.
No, not for me. I like dogs, but too messy. It's in the centre of a town, so we probably wouldn't get any anyway.
I would normally, if it was like, if it had more space in a beer garden, I wouldn't have a problem, because I do like dogs in pubs. But with this, I don't think it kind of works for this pub, if you know what I mean. So.
No, it's too small and, yeah. I don't know. Kids doesn't allow children, 27%.
Yeah, don't allow children.
After a certain time, no kids.
We wouldn't get a lot of kids in that location anyway, to be fair.
Yeah. But like I said, you'd have the dedicated restaurant bit, like on the, but I only want that to be like a half, but then that gets shut down to a quarter as it gets into Friday, Saturday. Yeah. And then as long as the kids are in that section, then I don't see a problem with it, but as long as they fuck off.
I reckon no kids on the weekend.
Okay, so just below that, has bookcases full of books? No.
Nah, fuck that. Poncy, that is.
The Queen Arms does actually have.
Yeah, that. It does. Yeah.
Well, that can go in the bin there. And the same. It's the same with the fireplace. It's just a bit too cozy and a bit too up yourself.
Yeah, I get that vibe. Just being like, who the fuck's going to pick up a book and start reading? It's just, it's kind of sending out a message like, we sniff our own farts kind of thing. And.
We just want a big screen showing the football where the books are.
Yeah, I think get sports and stuff like that in them spaces. I wouldn't mind. What I do like the Queen Arms, and a lot more pubs are doing it. Have like board games and stuff, like a shelf full of that to play.
Don't know how I feel about that.
So yeah, well we've got shows, football or sport, and TVs on the walls. So I suppose that's what vibe we were going for just then. Yeah. Serves cocktails we mentioned earlier. Snooker or pool table. I'd love a pool table, but I worry about the size as well.
Yeah, I don't think we have the space in the Queen's. I would really like one.
In an ideal world, but yeah, not in the Queen's.
I can't really get a good picture of the outside, but we could get an outside pool table.
No, it hasn't got the room. It's tiny. It's not.
I can't really.
It's like a solid smokers area, but like you've got a couple. You've got like built-in bench seats, and then like I think like two tables. So
I kind of wish you bought the other one now just for the space. That's the shit I can't get.
The Florence hasn't got a beer garden, but you might maybe get one inside. But I can't remember that pub that much.
No.
Dartboards the set. Well, dartboard you need less space, do you? Maybe.
Yeah, I wouldn't want a dartboard in there.
Yeah, I think we'd have to have a dartboard. If the vibe we're going for, I think a dartboard would be a must.
Yeah, and with the Queen's Arms, the fact it's all kind of like terraced in the smoking area, you could like put like a cover on it easily, and then you could have the outdoor area all year. So even put like something outside.
You
like
know, it'd be great for that. You know, did you go with Vodka Revs and Solihull with their upstairs where it was retractable? If you could somehow do a retractable one, that'd be good.
That's sick.
Retractable what? Dartboard?
Retractable roof.
Oh, that'd be
retractable dartboard would be really cool as well.
it just goes back into the wall.
The garden now. I mean, this doesn't have any reference for the listeners, but most people will know. It's probably about my living room and a half. So I don't know what that means, but if you can kind of imagine my living room, it's about my living room and a half is the terrace bit, and there's nook and crannies, but the biggest section is probably my living room and a half.
How are our listeners in Peru going to know what your living room looks like?
I don't know. Oh, actually, we do have new listeners in America now. Any more on that list, Pete?
Yeah, just a few shit ones. Victorian architecture.
Oh, got that.
Bothered. Be nice, I guess, but have we got that already?
Yeah, I think we do.
Yeah, I suppose that gives it a more, I don't know, more classic look, doesn't it? Then leather seats. I'm not that bothered about leather seats.
Yeah, I just want high stools. I love a high stool in a pub.
Oh, I don't like sitting on them. I don't like getting up on them. I like a little corner booth.
I'm not against it, but I love a high stool sitting at the bar.
Yeah, it provides tankards. Oh, I don't mind a tankard every now and again, but I think only for like a little
Oktoberfest
theme. One of those big German beer glasses.
Oh, kind of like a Stein.
Yeah.
I feel like for an Oktoberfest night, we should get them out. We'd definitely
be running Oktoberfest week. That'd be class.
That'd be so good. Yeah, true. You'd have to make it all the whole pub, though, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Tickets, though. Make extra money on there.
Like the space-wise, it's like a giant L shape, the Queen's Arms.
Yeah.
So you could kind of have like a third continually dedicated to food, and then you probably have the long section for everything else we need. I'm not sure. You know what? When it does open up again, if it is still going, whoever owns it, if they're just, you know, they're trying to sell it, we should definitely go for an evening there and discuss how we do it.
I feel like we should have some artwork and shit on the wall of us. And what we haven't even decided what we're calling it. Are we calling it Four Brummies?
You know what? I'd be up for keeping it the name.
Yeah, Queen's Arms quite solid, isn't it?
Yeah, I think people know it as that. I think we should have us up and around it and, you know, like kind of make it like a celebration of Birmingham. So then we could get on them lists of what it says, like 10 things you need to go and see when you're in Birmingham. And we could try and get like the typical Brummie pub.
Yeah, I'm up for that.
Yeah, like the Peaky Blinder pub.
Yeah.
Shit holes yeah. On the bandwagon.
Yeah. But we could make that as like it's a pub you go and try when you're in Birmingham. And we'd have like old Birmingham pictures, you know, us there, local Birmingham celebrities, stuff like that.
Then you'd have
Blues or Villa? Is it going to be a Blues pub or a Villa pub?
Blues pub, obviously.
I think just keep it both.
Oh, well, Kieran said Blues. You're a Villa fan, and you said keep it both, so I'm going to go with Kieran.
We could do like a members thing, and you just get like we could just blag it and give like a 5% discount.
That's what they did before at Vaughan. You paid like a fiver a year, and I think they literally just did that to get the TV cheaper.
What are the requirements? You got to have a certain size tummy. No
scared. Oh, here he is.
Is he back? Hell, back? Welcome
the,
back.
Back for the end of the podcast. I'm almost at the end of the list that we were going to go through, Chips. There's a lot of things.
My phone died and it had the password on, so that's why I had to charge. I messaged you all on Facebook, but no one responded.
You've been a great host.
Back to hosting, Alex. Go on. We just finished Pete's list.
What was there? Anything notable or good on there? Probably not.
You'll have to listen to the podcast, mate.
You know, I won't do that.
I think the top two was food and a beer garden.
Yeah. Does the pub we picked? What was the pub we picked? The Queen's Arms.
Queen's Arms. Yeah.
Does that have a beer garden?
It has like a terraced area, really, rather than a beer garden. Like a smoking area, like a glorified smoking area.
Yeah, we're going to go there out of lockdown and decide how we're going to run the pub.
Yeah, we said if it's still going, we should definitely spend an evening there and just fucking.
We can tell them that we're thinking about buying the place.
Yeah.
So can you close the place down for us? Just us.
We might get free drinks. They might try and like booze us up to try and get the deal through until they realise we don't have any money. We should go in blazers and shirts.
Yeah. Can we do that to every pub on site or just every weekend?
Yeah. We'll try and blag it. We'll get Kieran with his glasses. He can be the finance guy.
you can show the message from our sponsors as well. Potential sponsors.
Yeah,
show them serious.
It's growing. It's growing at a fast pace.
Can't even keep up at the moment.
But hopefully, the sponsors come through. I'm just waiting for the details or something. You never know.
My idea for food, though, would just be like basically a Five Guys. So, like, everyone loves Five Guys. It must be pretty easy just to make burgers.
Sorry, sorry.
Does everyone love Five Guys or just you love Five Guys?
Yeah, I was going to say, sorry.
Tell me, who doesn't like, do you like Five Guys, Kieran?
I know
you've been there with you, fat bastard. See, you do like Five Guys, haven't you? No, do you like Five Guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, Pete, do you like Five Guys?
Yeah, I do, yeah, but you can't, I don't think you can just copy their idea. It's just like people are like Domino's, don't they? I feel like we should just do pizza, it's like Domino's. Yeah. Like,
I don't think they advertise their recipes.
No, but it's just like a really flat patty and then you just pick your toppings.
A flat patty.
Alex, you missed the boat, mate. We've already done food. We said we'd do like a Digbeth Dining Club kind of thing.
Well, I'm the host and it's a no from me, sorry.
We kind of touched on entertainment where you're going to say, you know, we'd get a band if we could fit them in. We'd want, obviously, sports.
I find bands just annoying, to be honest.
Big no to pub quizzes from me and Kieran.
Yeah,
I love a pub quiz.
Yeah, I hate them.
Yeah, as long as not
says what ruin the know night. About you as a person. You're going for a few pumps and it's the fucking pub quiz and you can't hear yourself think. And it's always on like a Tuesday when the Champions League's on. So there's a class game on telly and it's the fucking quiz is going on.
It's the worst in the Shamans with that cunt. His voice is fucking horrible.
They all try and do that pub quiz master voice, don't they? All of them.
I think we should have a jukebox.
Yeah, definitely.
Sorry, Pete, Alex, we're going over repeated stuff here. It's not great for the listeners. If you didn't fuck it up, a great show, mate.
Well said, no, well said. That's why you're not our host anymore, because you can't speak or articulate your words.
Guess who's host next week, you fucking cunt?
Kieran, innit?
Kieran won't
fucking
do it. Kieran won't do it, he's too lazy.
Don't just
play it off like that, Noah. You literally thought it was your turn. Again.
No, it wasn't. I just knew Kieran wouldn't do it.
Oh,
Kieran wouldn't do it.
I think we should go, though, just to bring it back to the jukebox. What Pat Vaughan used to do, so people used to put money in the jukebox, and if a song came on she didn't like, she had a button, like a remote that would override it. I mean, she just skipped the songs.
Not to burst your bubble, but I said that earlier, mate.
Yeah, we've already gone over this, Alex. You're just embarrassing yourself now, man. Any other ideas that we've already done?
Yeah. the only thing left on my list are other and don't know, so... They're not very to talk about.
That sums Alex up perfectly.
Yeah.
or none of these. I didn't mention that one either. Yeah. That's pretty much it, I think. Is there another part to the podcast, though? Maybe you could rescue something, Chips.
No, I think that's it, really. Well,
we've done it, Emily. We've picked the pub. We've picked our roles and we've picked the entertainment.
We've done the food. We've done the beers. I think we've pretty much sorted you, lads.
Just take a look at your notes, Chips. I'm sure you got something written down. You can go through.
Let me just have a quick look in the background there.
We just won't come back.
Yeah, I think he's gone to get something to eat. The fat cunt. Oi, get off!
No.
Get my fucking wedding ring out your mouth, you dirty tramp. Dirty tramp.
Fantastic, that is.
Chips, you know when I wanted you to rescue it? I think you just did.
Yeah.
If you put it somewhere else, then you really would have...
Get out your mouth! Stop, you're such a tramp.
He's licked the middle.
You're such a tramp.
I was just thinking of all the cleaning products he's going to have to buy.
Can't wait till we film these podcasts so the listeners can see what Alex is doing.
No. I think the only thing we need to do now is go on a night out in the Queen's Arms and see what actually we're going to buy.
Definitely.
But to be fair, it's £125,000, lad, so it's very achievable, this is.
I wonder how much you'd need behind it to, like, you know...
Yeah, you need a lot in reserve, I think.
Yeah, to buy the beer and stuff. You'd probably need a good few more grand on top of that.
Yeah, definitely. You need some in reserve just in case the first month flopped a bit for paying the first month's rent and shit.
But you think it'd be a good time to buy, because when you can open, people will be flocking back to the pubs, wouldn't they?
Oh, that first month, fucking hell.
And we could have big England, you know, Euro parties and stuff.
Yeah, Cheltenham parties.
Yeah, exactly. In-house bookies. Mr. Entertainer over there.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's illegal, so we're not definitely not going to do that.
We're not going to not do that.
Exactly.
I want to apologise to our viewers for the main listeners. Star being missing for 20 minutes. Viewers, listeners.
Are you up for keeping the name, by the way, Chips? I didn't really ask your opinion on that.
What?
Queen's Arms, or would you want a new
three name? Brummies for Big Tummies? I'd want Brummies. Four Brummies. The four Brummies. Hmm.
That's
what I'd want. I wouldn't fuck the Queen off. Did you?
Yeah.
Well, I was a bit on the fence, and then
it's ours. We have to rebrand it. Everyone will be knowing it as like the Queen's Arms was shit. We'll rebrand it. Four Brummies.
Yeah, yeah, I was at one of the four Brummies the other night.
Or Kieran's Arms.
That's happened. Kieran's Arms. Fucking hell. We haven't got a big enough pub for that.
No, mate, they are pretty big. You have seen the gun show before, to be fair.
What have you been using? Those elastic bands things for workouts?
Yeah, resistance bands, mate.
Resistance bands. And he's just bought a fucking nearly two grand bike. You know the bikes you have in your house that do that?
Yeah.
Did this you actually buy that? It was that bollocks?
I have bought it. It's on
Where is it then? Where is it?
It's £50 a month. It comes next month.
So you'd be paying that off for about 3 years?
Yeah, no, but mate, I'll have the body of an Adonis.
Mate, you've been using it for 3 years, for sure. No, Jan.
No.
And bare money off functions.
Yeah, we could do funerals and stuff.
Yeah.
Or weddings.
Yeah. I think the funerals, surely, but it'll be going to be thick and faster at the moment.
Fuck yeah.
That's funny.
If he wants it in, to be fair, you got it. But what about our sponsors? They might take the deal off the table.
Fuck them.
They're not going to want.
If they don't want us, we don't want them.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I want some free gifts, to be fair.
What if they said they want to sponsor you, but you have to get rid of one of the Brummies?
Fuck Niall.
I'd say no, because Niall runs all the equipment.
Yeah, right, it's out of you, freaky. And you know what? Because he tried to get rid of that, us three agreeing getting rid of Kieran.
Get Pete gone.
I'd consolidate with Niall there and get rid of Kieran.
Saying that,
that's a potential sponsor.
Exactly. Yeah. So, shall we get rid of Pete? I'm sorry, Niall.
Yeah, okay, I'll go with that.
Sorry, Pete.
I'm not too happy about it, I'm sorry.
We could get rid of Alex as well. I mean, to be fair, it's only us two what bring anything to the table. Them two. There's no sponsorship.
Excuse me. What exactly does Kieran bring to the table?
A potential sponsor.
He brings himself for like 20 minutes and doesn't miss it. Not you.
I haven't missed a podcast yet. Whereas both of you have.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, and we still bring more to the table than you clown.
Well, this is the end of the episode.
Great
to leave some feedback.
honestly, Jibs, that is a great fucking send off.
It's the end.
Wrap up. It's not hard. You see, all you do is say, right, we've gone through what we do. We'd go with the Queen's Arms. Everyone happy? Yeah, right.
We've been the four. They know what we're doing, Paul.
They've just fucking listened to it, right, man. They don't want to round up. It's not in. Oh, we're not doing an essay. In conclusion, just to go over what we've all agreed upon, man. It's the end of the podcast.
It's a bit better than this is the end of.
This is the end of the podcast.
It's the end, so you know. Feel free to leave your feedback and comments. Please let us know who you think we should get rid of. If the sponsor said we had to get rid of one.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's a good question. Question for the week.
Email Abby Sounds.
Save your opinions for yourself.
All right, well, thanks for listening.
Excuse me.
Well, come on then.
Thanks for listening.
Cheers, guys. Cheers. Catch you next week.
See you later.
See you next week.